Healing Room Ministries presents Jesus the Healer, releasing the healing anointing across America and around the world. This broadcast chronicles the exploits of Almighty God as performed through His people. God's Word says these signs will follow them that believe. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We are followers of Jesus Christ who are simply taking God at His Word. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things by the power of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Jesus is looking for willing people. People who are willing to be His hands, His voice, and His heart to a lost and dying generation. If you are willing, if your heart cry is, Lord, send me, get ready to see miraculous signs and wonders happen before your very eyes as you respond in obedience to the Lord. I'm Rod Howard, and let's start today's program off with the testimony.
And you are?
I'm Linda Davies.
Linda, you were HIV positive, is that correct?
That's correct.
And when did you discover that?
I found out 6 months ago that I was HIV positive. I'd been at Teen Challenge for 2 years in Fort Worth, Texas. And I went through a series of not feeling too well, but the doctors never really could find out what was wrong. And I got a lot sicker, so I thought, well, you know, being I had a drug problem for many years, maybe I better check with the health department. And I did, and I came up HIV positive.
That must have been a terrifying diagnosis. What did you do?
Well, I freaked out. No. I was in Fort Worth, so I got a hold of some people. They told me about the healing rooms, and I got a hold of the AIDS network and, you know, asked them how serious this is and, you know, what I could look, you know, was looking at. And they said, well, maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea if you move home. And I thought, well, okay. So as soon as I moved to Spokane, I started going to the healing rooms every Thursday. And God told me He told me in my spirit that He was going to heal me. But I had no idea whatsoever how He was going to do this. So I started going to the healing rooms, started being anointed, started digging into the Word, and He started revealing to me, you know, things that He wanted me to do. I started taking communion every day, standing on the Word, speaking healing scriptures over me, continuing to come into the healing rooms. And, you know, as every month I started feeling a little better. You know, I still didn't know, you know, well, this is, you know, the impossible. I didn't know that God really could do the impossible. But I was feeling better, and I continued, and I, you know, walked in faith. And every month I felt better and better, and it took up to about 5 months, and I'm just like, wow, I think this thing is really happening in me, you know, and I really could start to see Jesus manifest through me, you know. I can see it in my face, and so can everyone else. The Thursday, I go in the healing rooms every single Thursday. The Thursday before the conference, I came in, and something broke in my spirit. It was a spiritual warfare, you know, type breaking. There was travailing. There was some kind of birthing in me. I went down to the ground, and I knew that something had broke, but didn't really know, you know, what it meant. And then Monday morning, I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, man, you look good. He goes, you really look, you know, you look well. And I said, yeah, I believe that I'm healed. And he goes, okay, well, I'm going to take all the tests and see. And he did, and so it took a week for all the tests to come back, and the next Monday he called me and he said the HIV is undetectable.
You came in every week for 5.5 months?
That's correct.
And during that time, was the doctor running tests on a regular basis?
Yes, he was.
Did they notice any difference at all?
It was a gradual healing.
What was the difference between the last test and the one previous to that where you were still showing some?
Okay, well, the first test showed up as 35,000 units of virus in my body. That was the first test. So that was quite a bit of virus in my body. I was not feeling well. Then the viral load got less and less. And the second to the last test came up 77 units of virus in my body. Then the virus came up undetectable in my body.
Thank you, Linda. That's an incredible testimony. Cal, we've seen healings of all different types, those that take quite a while and those are instant. I'd like to hear some of your comments about the difference.
Yes. Well, there is a difference. You know, God, when someone gets a hold of the word and the provision for healing, it takes place in their heart and life very quickly because the provision for healing and the faith rises up within them. And then there are other people who have a measure of doubt and unbelief, and the power God needs to, and the word of God needs to work through them through a process to begin to deal with unforgiveness, roots of bitterness, issues that they may have in their life that would block healing from flowing into them. So it can become a process because of that reason.
Okay. Now, the church has not embraced, as a whole, the idea that healing is a part of the atonement. And what role do you think that's played in people not seeing healing happen as much in the church?
Well, if the corporate church represents the body of Christ, then all believers are part of that body. And when the body comes into unity, unity brings power, because one will put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. So the word tells us that. So it brings power. And there are entire segments of the church that have not embraced healing in the atonement, as it's described in the Hebrew meaning of Isaiah 53:4, where it says that Jesus bore our sickness, he carried our pain, by his stripes we were healed. So if you have a body and all the parts cannot function properly, then the body cannot move into what it's supposed to move into with the unity that brings the power to achieve that. So it's sort of like, you know, if you're missing a foot, you can't run the race as well as if you had both feet that were functioning properly. The healing rooms kind of a ministry provides a place and an atmosphere where the sick can come and receive ministry over a period of time. Here in Spokane and in the other healing rooms, we tell folks that we will contend with them as long as it takes. For instance, Linda, we contended with her for 5 months. She came in consistently and received prayer time and time again. The fact that she received prayer more than once doesn't indicate that she has lack of faith. Her faith was implanted in her over a period of time as she began to receive the seed of the word into her. The Bible says that the word of God is the seed, and we need to plant that seed in us and let it begin to take place and take root and begin to confess those things that are not, and let our confession establish the possession or the harvest of what that seed is to produce in us.
Now, when Jesus healed, most of the healings that happened were fairly rapid, as in right before your eyes. Now, there were a few that were not that way, but do you expect, as this anointing grows, to see more of those instant-type situations than the ones that take a long period of time?
Yes, because of the corporate embracing. You know, the body of Christ has corporately embraced salvation in the atonement. In Isaiah 53:6, it makes that provision that the iniquity of us all was upon Jesus. So as the church began to embrace that, that unity brought power so that we could bring the lost up, lead them through the sinner's prayer, and our confession is, you are saved. And how do we know that? We establish it by faith. It's not in what we see in the individual, but it's what the Word says that produces the faith for us to make that confession and take it. And for the realm of healing, we would bring the sick up, lay hands on them, and then we would try to see to have the faith as to whether or not they're healed. Well, if we applied that to the lost, we would try to see to establish whether or not they're saved. But we don't go by what we see, because we know that that kind of faith comes by what we hear, because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. So we need to apply the same kind of faith that we apply to salvation for healing, and begin to establish healing not with a hope-so kind of faith, but a know-so kind of faith that we also use for salvation.
Well, typically a believer someone who becomes a believer still is carrying a few trappings of the world with them until the Lord begins to root that out of them.
Yes. You know, some people should not receive a manifestation of healing at the time hands are laid on them, because they have issues that must be dealt with. For instance, if you have a person that is an alcoholic. He's drinking a lot, and he has a liver disease, and he wants to come and receive prayer to get his liver healed, but he doesn't want to deal with the issue of drinking. It's not going to do any good to get the liver healed if he goes right back into the same set of circumstances that caused the problem in the first place. So God wants to bring healing into the army of God, into the body of Christ, in other words, to bring it into a place where it can get over these root problems that have established unforgiveness and separation in the body that have also manifested into different kinds of infirmities. So a healing room ministry just provides an atmosphere for the sick to come, to be healed up emotionally, to get all these roadblocks out of their life so they can receive a manifestation that will be permanent.
Based on what you're saying, then, is it possible for an unbeliever to be healed?
Yes, it is. It's possible because in that case, healing will become a sign, as the Bible says, to the unbeliever that our God is real. So then it's your faith, not his, that God uses. Because he says, I give grace to the humble. When we're humbled before the Lord and we go out and we're witnessing what he has, it becomes a sign that the kingdom of God is here. It is at hand. And we impart that by laying hands, as Jesus had done, upon those lost folks and see the power of God, have the healing that manifests in them as a sign that the kingdom of God is here and that salvation is for them.
So in other words, if an unbeliever comes in and the root cause of their disease is bitterness or unforgiveness or something along those lines, and the Lord heals the manifestation of that root cause, if they don't become a believer and deal with the root cause, then they can fully expect that disease to return.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The believer is accountable for what they have available as a believer. The unbeliever is not, because he doesn't have the measure of faith. So we need to let that healing power touch them, and then that will open their eyes to the reality of our God, and then let the witness after that bring them into a saving grace, and then begin to build them up in the word that they can now receive because they are open to what Christ has, and they're open through that place of salvation. Most of the people who come in are believers that need a healing in their body, need a touch in their body. It's everything you could imagine. It's emotional things, spiritual things. It could be marital. We also do have people who come in that don't know the Lord. They're brought in by someone who brings them, and they accept Christ and receive the benefit of the Holy Spirit, and then have hands laid on them, and we impart the word to them. You know, it's one thing to pray for the sick, but it's a whole other thing to give them something to rest their faith on. This is why we have, in the healing rooms, we have scriptures that we give people who come in that need more faith, and we may even give someone an assignment. You know, go home, study these scriptures on healing, get that word into you, get the seed planted in that ground so that you have something to rest your faith upon, to have them come back and then continue the process until they're built up to a place to where that manifestation will take place in their body.
Yes, and as time goes by, it seems like the manifestations keep getting greater and greater and greater. In fact, we're out of time for today, but next time we will air even more testimonies of how God is healing people today. Be sure and join us for that. Thank you, Cal. You've been listening to Jesus, the Healer, presented by Healing Rooms Ministries. Our goal is to see the healing anointing released across America and around the world. Jesus wants to heal you, and he wants to use you to heal others. His word says, these signs will follow them that believe. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
For healing prayer, please visit the Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse on Thursdays. We're located at 526 Old Liverpool Road in Liverpool, New York. Please call 315-395-9674 or visit our website at healingsyracuse.com. If there's anything too hard for God, will God meet your needs? Let's ask him.